Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And thank you. That was Asia by Susan Tony and may she heal in a speedy recovery. God bless her. So just wish her the best. And, of course, I want to thank you all for listening. And, again, I'm Andrew Fetter, and welcome to Pigs Fly. And throat here in the morning. But then, you know, I just want to let everybody know, if you haven't heard of my last show, I thought it was pretty extraordinary for myself. It was pretty fascinating with my last guest, Angie Mattson. And I know you'll like her song and ballad. Do check her out, AngieMattson.com, and also look very forward to her new album that she's in process of recording, and she'll have sometime next year, and I'll keep you posted on that. And, of course, all my lovely guests and past shows, please do check them out. And if you got any questions or comments, please ask away or comment away. My email address is flyingpigs@artlover.com. And, of course, if you have MySpace account, that's /Andrew Fetter. Now, I got to tell you, last Sunday, I was having a rather special lunch with a very special woman. Hold on 1 second. A little swig of water here. And it was sort of funny because our conversation was quite splendid. And in fact, we never even ordered food. She had some coffee, me, I didn't even just had water, but it was very interesting. And while during our conversation, she questioned the existence of God. And I said, she asked me if I believed in God, and I said, of course. And she goes, what, like the man in the sky kind of God? And I sort of chuckled, and of course she's referring to the man in the sky, referring to in the movie Invention of a Lie. By the way, that was actually a pretty cool movie. Funny as well. About God, a personification. I don't look God as that, because that's not what God is. You can't personify God. God is beyond the infinite. It is in every element. It is the absolute universe. It is everything. So it's sort of not just infinite. It is beyond infinite. It is in every aspect. And so when I answered that, she sort of smiled and then nodded and said, I understand. So first of all, I want to thank her, Emile Killebrew, for inspiring me to this moment of explanation. So now I will explain. And these, by the way, are not my words, my perspective. It's just the way it is. I know there will be many out there who will castigate me, say things about my words, throw in their dogma. Their clerics may say things, or they will spew from their clerics, whether it be the rabbi, the priest, the pastor, the minister, the mullah, and etc. Maybe their mom and dad will warn them of what I'm about to say, because it's different, or perhaps it is the truth. Some may even be so inclined to saying, oh my Lord, he is speaking from the devil's tongue, or call me the Antichrist, which in reality is another illusion of the first kind. And they'll say, of course, how dare him speak of God? But these are, like I said, not my words. These, I am just a vessel. It is the truth what it is, the truth. And again, I am just a vessel. I'm just spilling out what is. This is not a perspective of my own. This is not a view of a chair from different angles, because to do so, to view a chair would acknowledge that God in the universe is a finite item, which it is not. You do not perceive or look upon what is finite in a perspective. It is there everywhere. It is everything and beyond everything. So like I said, you may choose to accept it, ponder it, but it is what it is. Some of you will question it. Some of you will look upon it and wonder. Some of you will just ponder it, and others will just dream of it. Others will embrace it. And again, there will be those that are simply afraid of it. But the beginning of it, it is what it is. It is it. It is beyond it. And so I begin, what is God? Many will ask you, how do you know? I don't use the word know. I use the word understand. But again, this is not my words, my perspective. It is what it is. Too many have misunderstood what God, Allah, Tao, a creator is. But then there will be those of the atheists, the people who do not even believe or deny the existence of God or the universe, therefore deny the existence of the universe, the creator influence. The merging of all factors and beyond and all infinite capacities around the universe in every dimension, every matter, every energy. To deny that, we deny your own existence. Deny the existence of all things around you. Deny your consciousness. Again, is there a God, an Allah, a Tao, a creator? Yes. But it is not the personification that humans have consistently, overwhelmingly, with their own egos, have portrayed the understanding of God, Allah, Tao, the Creator. It is not an image. It is not a man. It is not an it. It is not a finite. To do so is placing your own personification, your own ego. It is not God on one side against another side. For God is everything, and it is everything. It's not an absolute, it is beyond the absolute. So first, what is God? It is infinity. Infinity. Or beyond the infinite. It is the understanding that all things in this universe are beyond. And again, it is not the finite. It is not a father or a son or the Holy Spirit. It is not any he or she. To do so is a lie, an illusion of the human's ego. It is not a man in the sky. He doesn't open up the pearly gates. It is, like I said, not a him or a he. It's not on a cross in a book. God is universal in all elements, in every aspect. So to do so and look upon your own egotistical perception of God is both an illusion and a non-understanding of the truth. Humans, for thousands upon thousands of years, have twisted and turned many dogmas. There are many of words of great masters in the past who explain the very references, yet those words have been twisted, inscribed, and turned. The shamans have often uttered, mentioned. Things have been twisted again. The sadiqs, the holy people, the holy men, the sages, twisted and turned. Sciences have since tried to divide and separate. But the truth of the matter, even quantum, the physics, the Einsteins, the Newtons, all recognized the true essence and understanding of God. Therefore, you cannot personify God. It is, like I said, you can't say it's a he or she. He did not part the sea. There are elements, small little elements that have created in coexistence. God is the universe. God is the creation of the universe. There is a symbiotic situation there. It is a continued creation of all things. It is both light and dark, both evil and good. It is in every single aspect, God. Allah, Creator, Tao, whatever nomenclature you use, it is beyond the infinite. It is the universe. It is the creation. It is in all aspects and beyond that, that you can perceive with your own eyes and with your own feelings. That is why you can never say, I know. It is simply, I understand. So again, God is not a father, and he never had a son. To do so would be your own cascading upon the universe for what it really is and what God is. God is of all ETs, all spirits, all angels, all demonic things that are on this other side, all realms, both that you can see and you cannot see, that you can feel and not feel, through every element of energy, every element of space, time, and the multiples of that, and every element of the universe, every planet, every solar system, every galaxy, God. And beyond that, how far can you see within the universe? God. How small can you see? God. Beyond the energies of what they say, particle and wave, God. The manifestations that come out of your thoughts, God. The creating elements within you, God. And people say, but didn't God make man in his own image? In man's own ego, he thinks God looks like him. It's got to be like a man, a father, or a matriarch, a woman. No. Those words were simply explanations of what God, in creating the soul of man, of understanding the human soul, that the human soul had the ability to create with his and her own thoughts. Your thoughts are your environment, to create with your own utterances, your own feelings, with your own emotions, and yet choose your path. That is the image of reference. And like I said, there is not God, is not a father, nor never had a son. How much does man have to think that God is so finite that it's simply pathetic and untrue? How many statues, images, pictures to personify God? They will have books and crosses and images and statues and objects as if these are of God, as if these are the divine things. Lie. They may have representations, but the minute you look upon them as the divinity, as these things are God, the universe, those who follow even the monotheic, thou shalt not put no other graven image, or excuse me, thou shalt not put any God before me, you have no clue what that even meant. It meant that God is everything and beyond. Beyond the infinite. That is what that means. But humans seem to forget and misunderstand and try to manipulate it so it fits into their mold of their pathetic minds of looking at things like God is like him, like a man, or a finite object, or a finite idea. It is not. And then this is not my view. This is the. It is not my perspective, but the. This is in the understanding of the way it is. One day, perhaps, man will wake up, and there are many who are, relating and understanding the system. Their consciousness, of course, is an ascension process. We're beginning to re-understand through their subconsciouses and their consciouses and their higher conscious, because this is the way it is. They're realizing the lies of illusion and ego that man has placed upon itself by creating the Father or He or turning Allah or God or Tao or Creator in some type of man-like thing so they can understand it or relate to it. God is not a king or lordship. That, again, is finiting God. Finite is an illusion. Anytime you look upon something as a finite, it is an illusionary matter within the universe. So think about God. God is beyond the infinite. But the reality, again, the truth is God is all. And yes, Allah is great. It is beyond great. It is greatness. And like I said, there is no man can be God. Man is just man. A thief among many. And not Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, or even Buddha are God. Their words have been recorded and even distorted. With the universe placing within their lips. Who knows what will end up scribed upon the papyrus or the skin by a quill or a charcoal. Their words have been recorded, but they've been distorted. And who knows what was really said by their own words, their own dogmas. Think about it. The truth is within you. Jesus had said that. He was giving you a hint. Moses said it. Muhammad said it. Buddha said it. They all said the same thing. They all mentioned the oneness. But people forget what they meant by oneness. They forget by going within you and feeling within you. They forget that we are all together, one consciousness. They forget these, and they manipulate them. They've contorted and pulled them out. And then it was spewed upon within the Quran, within the Torah, and other books of dogma. Simple lies. Twisting and turning what was really read and what was really said. I know there will be those who will cast at me as the devil, or whatever. But these are the truths. Like I said, these are not my words. These are the words. And they had placed within these words, these great sages of the past, present, and also the future, for time is not linear. There were words of love, which is the true essence of God. And yet there are many divinities, many elements. But the truth is, with all, God is beyond even mere words. It is beyond mere things. God is the universe, the creator, yet beyond the infinite. So when man puts God into an infinite term, again, it is a lie and an illusion. It's ego. It is counter to that very essence of God's existence. Because his existence is you, me, the souls around the world, around the universe, every element, everything you see and do not see, the spirits on the other side, whether they be angelic or other, or human form, or other souls from other dimensions or other manifestations, God, all elements of God. Yes, when you send a prayer out, it goes out to God, to the universe. It is your thoughts. It is your words. That was what is created when thoughts are things. You create your own environment. That's why your prayers are answered. That's why your prayers are put out and answered the way the universe transposes them. The universe is perfect. It is beyond perfect. It is so to understand again, God, the Creator, Allah, Tao, is both the universe beyond the Creator, beyond, it is beyond the infinite. That is the understanding. So when man, again, puts God into an infinite terms, again, it is a lie. It is the counter. The truth is God, the soul, infinity, love is truth. And for those who follow Islam, Judaism, Christianity, you have been misunderstood when God is referred to as one God, as if one is separate from you. It's not like there's one God and said I'm praying to five gods. That is man's own ego. Okay, instead of having the Hellenic gods of 500 statues I'm praying to, now I'm praying to one statue. Again, a lie. That's not what it meant. That's not what God meant, but that's not God, one God. It is PE one with God. Those who follow the Christian, Judaism, or Islamic, in Hebrew it even says Echad, which in reference is to be Yachad, to be one, together with God. Hell, even the Buddhists understood that one. Which is also one with all the universe and one with all humanity as well. It is such an illusion that, like, look upon our earth, and we divide and, okay, you're those people, and I'm these people, and now they're red, they're green, they're yellow, they're Crips, they're Bloods, they're Jews, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, atheists, or whatever. You're all one. That's the reality. You're one part of the whole system. You are one part of the universe. You are all one together. Consciousness, one. Problem is, you simply don't listen to what one is. Humans for thousands of years are fighting over what? My God is better than your God? Think about it. That's like my king is better than your king. My daddy is better than your daddy. The ultimate lie. Because that is a lie. And those who run around thumping their Bibles or thumping their Korans or thumping their Torahs or thumping their Bhagavad Gitas or any dogma, my way or the highway, wrong. You have no way. There is not a way. You have lost the way. Because the way is never was a way. It's an understanding. Understanding that you, me, the world, the universe, we're all one. Whether you choose to believe and open your eyes to, for example, ETs, extraterrestrials, other souls that are around the universe that you may or believe have been here or not or around the universe, or other elements, whether it be the moon, the stars, we are all the same. We all are part of one consciousness. Even quantum physicists have finally come to terms in science and recognize that. So when you hear the words, like again, there's words, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. It's listen, hear. Listen. It's a listen. Listen to the universe. Open your damn ears. The universe, God, the Creator, these are elements talking to you. Mother Earth, that was what it's referring to. Opening your consciousness and recognizing the understanding. And get your damn ego out of it. Recognize the infinite capacity that we are all one element, one consciousness, all connected. Yeah, we are all like leaves on this tree with different perspectives, our uniqueness, our idiosyncrasies. Yet we carry on in hyperbole of things. We think our perspectives are all unique. Yes, they are. That's fine. But on that tree, we are all connected. That is the universe. That is beyond the infinite. So that is the meaning of one with God. The Yahad, together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. And what is that reference? This is now not interpretation. People have twisted and turned Lord like it's a king. Because they use that word because that's the only way humans can talk and understand things. Even back then, they looked at things like kings and queens and authoritative figures. We still do that. We call them now presidents and bankers and bosses and employers. But what are they? In a heartbat, they can be struck down and die. That was what that means. There are no kings or queens or owners. Your soul is temporarily in that body for a bleep of a second in the universe. To experience things and to heal. It is out of respect the word was used for Lord. Melech. Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohenu Adonai Echad. Adon. Adon is Mr. Respect. I'm respecting the universe and creation. That's a whole different thing. That's giving grace. That's showing reverence. And repetition of your words is the repetition of your thoughts. Acknowledgements. Being one with the universe. Hell, even Buddha was trying to explain that. I know people in the West, they pray to a statue called Buddha. They bow before it. But that wasn't Buddha's words. That wasn't what was referenced in the real terms. The essence of one is the creator, the creating element of all things. Like I said, is a consecration, almost like a machine that just goes nonstop. You try to figure it out. Because when you try to figure it out, you're putting it in your little circles and triangles and squares and putting it into a finite ideology. That's where you're lost. That's where humans have been lost. God is not. The universe is not. It's infinite, beyond infinite. Even our sciences have been gotten to a lost track, have now realized, oops, oopsie daisy, we have to look at things in an infinite manner. That's why psychology is such a joke. They use things called statistics to measure people's minds by their behavior, but they have no clue because they haven't even looked at the spirit of the soul. That's like getting to tasting, looking at a cherry and biting into it, but you didn't realize it came from a tree. And what came into that cherry. And the nutrients that went into the tree. And the oxygen that went into the tree. And the seed that was planted in the ground that raised it into a tree. And the seed that came from the cherry itself. That was eaten by an animal and perhaps came out somewhere else. You get it? Things have to be looked upon beyond infinite and understanding. again, this is not my version. This is not my perspective. This is not my view. It simply is. It is what it is. God is the essence of all matter, space, elements. Creator of the universe, yet of the universe. So for putting these into the simple words, which I'm about disclosing to you, in itself, doesn't even come close. Since words are of a finite, as you listen to the finite perspective, yet God, Allah, the Creator, Tao, is all things. The light, the dark, the atoms, the energy, the Creator, and yet the infinitely expanding universe. It is in every element and beyond the element of infinite capacity. I know there will be some of you wondering, what about dogmas? What about angels? What about demons, prophecies, clerics, religions? Within dogmas, like I said, there are very many elements that were telling of the truth. But things have been twisted and turned into the manifestations of man-made understandings, put into his own pathetic ego, human's little ego. Even today, they put in their own little ego, even toward their own other half. I'm talking about the males. Like women, for example. Like women are separate from them. Not above them. But aren't they of God? Didn't they bore a child within their belly and it manifested in coming out? Dogmas. There are many words within the dogmas that show you the elements of truth. You can see with your own heart what has been lied upon you within the dogmas. Look into your heart and see it. Feel it. It is there. Yes, there are angels as well. Some come as eminent as way you perceive a perspective. In the words of some, they'll say angels. Other people use them as guides. Other people say whatever spirits. Yes, they are there. Some will ask, well, aren't they part of God? Yes, and so are the demons. What are the angels? Well, they're to guide you, or whatever soul spirits out there in a positive manner, if you're walking toward a light, will help you walk toward that light to heal. That's your choice. That's another element. That's what I said before. Choice and creating of your thoughts and changing your thoughts. These are your manifestations. Choosing to understand, another choice. The story of the Bible people lose from the very beginning of Bereshit, of Genesis, of Adam and Eve. They're so, oh my God, is it we're from humans or from monkeys or they're from Adam and Eve? How pathetic. It's like a little kid arguing over the red book or yellow book. It's not about Adam and Eve. It's a story explaining how humans are to relate to the world, their surrounding. That's all it is. Yet people make too much out of it. They take it so literally. It is a story explanation. The rib coming from the man to be next to him as his equal. The story of Lilith, because Lilith wanted to be more authoritative. It's just showing the relationship of how man is and what he and she must learn to develop themselves into. The story of eating the apple gave choice. It was not a negative, a positive. It gave the ability for man to choose, to create with his own thoughts. He chose. when Jacob's name was changed to Israel, Israel means to wrestle with God, meaning to question and ponder all elements of God's elements, the universe, to question, to learn, to understand. That was the relation to the word Israel. People lose many elements. They'll say, my commandments, and these are them. No, these were manifestations through, yes, through God to give mankind a way of morality. Not simply to steal, murder, covet, have a day to rest. Didn't mean to not turn on the lights. That's getting to an extreme. That was losing what the whole idea is. Setting aside a day. It was setting a day to Sabbath. Because if you're working day, five, 6 days a week, hell, at least one day, sit back and kick it back and enjoy and look at your day around you. Enjoy your life. Enjoy being with your lover, your kids, the universe, the world. Because tomorrow, or that second, he physically may not be there. That is the reality. That was for. It was an element, opportunity. So again, what is God? I already explained. And yet religions will continually distort the real. They'll take the divine and then reinterpret it. Yet, there are many out there who question, oh, is that like a man in the sky? Yeah, it is. People sit there continue with their own egotistical manner. That is a lie. That is a joke. You know, it's funny, with even in quantum physics, they've even come to terms of it. So those people out there who question of what science and whether religion and how they merge. Of course, there's the famous thing that Einstein had said, and I sort of paraphrase this now, very loosely, I might say. If you believe in God and you don't believe in science, you're blind. If you don't believe in God and believe in science, then you're deaf. So think about that. He was right. Because they go one together. Science is understanding. Science is a human endeavor soul to understand his, her soul's environment. Science is the esoteric understanding. Science is learning the physical objects and elements that you see, the finite as well as the infinite. But knowing that the finite, we're coming to terms, is just a perception. There is no finite. Someone will say, well, if I take a gun and I shoot the bullet and kill the other person, isn't that finite bullet going into that body and killing that person? Yeah. But did you kill the person or just kill the physical body of that person? And that goes into a whole another thing with for every action, there's a reaction, because that was your choice. And there's infinite things that come about that. Right? As that thing tears into the tissue and kills that person, because now the things are being displaced and all that. But there are other infinite things that are connected that person who just shot that gun with that little bullet doesn't see or understand, or she. Again, the universe, the creator, is infinite in every measure. These are one of the most important aspects of understanding. This is what humans have forgot or misconstrued. but yet starting to understand. Some of these people are starting to learn through what they call the ascension, where things are changing. People are becoming more aware of things. Why? Because their consciousness is being raised to higher things. Their understanding is becoming more understanding of what their true universe is. People are seeing things for the first time. People are starting to question things for the first time. It's like a baby waking up, feeling its environment, a whole new world. Because people are becoming aware, and those lies people continue to reach upon and grab is out of placement of fear. They're fearing what they don't know. And it's not that, nothing to be a fear of, not knowing. No, you can't say, I don't know. All you have to say, I understand. You take a bite in an apple, you don't know what the taste, you can't say, I know what the taste of the apple is. You say, oh, I understand what that taste of the apple is for you. Okay, that's your perspective. But when you're coming to terms of God and the universe, it is coming together to listen. Listen to the universe is speaking to you. God, when I'm using the word universe and God, I'm using it synonymously because they're symbiotic. They're one and the same and beyond. That was what it was meant to people, the word Shekhinah, coming together, Mother Earth, her, your feminine, to listen, Kabbalah, to receive. The feminine side. These are just like mechanics to get you to understand the truth. One consciousness, one universe. We're all, that's what it meant, one, echad, together with one, with the universe, the infinite universe. When I use the word one, when I say one humanity, one earth, one universe constantly to people, I'm not talking there's a single universe, a single humanity. I'm talking about together as one. Feel that we're all together. See, if you feel that you're all together and you understand that, that is the unconscious, the love. And I'm not doing the kumbaya thing. Oh, we are all one. It's understanding that. And that changes the dynamics of humanity. Because if you go and kill another human, for example, or hurt another human, you have just hurt yourself. Think about it. You're part of the same. When somebody is a raper, a murderer, or goes out and steals, it's not him or she who's done it. It's a reflective of our humanity if they have done it. That's one, we are one humanity. And when you understand through the elements of God being all things, all part of things, then you come to terms with the reality is, the truth. Not what the clerics say, not what mommy and daddy told you, not what the principal told you, not the president told you. Listen to your heart. God is there. It's in the feeling. You feel it. Because when I say it, it's feeling and understanding. And when I use it, I purposely use the word it because people think, oh, it's a single element of finite. But is it? And like I said, that is God. That is Tao. That is Allah. That is the Creator. So understand the universe. God element is infinite and beyond the infinite. It's so simple. so easy to understand if you open your eyes, open your heart, look and feel what's around you. Even science have now transposed to acknowledge it. Oops, easy. Whenever you see three elements, I'll mention them, anything to project division, project fear, project hate, those are the three elements that take you to close off your reality, to separate you from the universe, separate you from truth, from your reality of understanding what the truth in the universe is, of what even God is. So if you look onto those three elements, anytime you see that in a dogma, out of somebody's mouth, you know the lie, the untruth, the twisted contortion of dogma, ideology, lie. God, beyond the infinite, Allah, is great, beyond the infinite. Tao, to be one, beyond the infinite, beyond the empty bowl. God, love. It's very simple, yet so many people make it so complex. And humans, like I said, have contorted it, twisted it, for their own ego. It is not a man. He was not a father. He did not have a son. He doesn't go and protect these people or that people. People often say, hey, Jews have called themselves the chosen people. No, it was twisted. It was that they chose God. That was what that meant. That's what that even says. They chose. Just like Muslims try to choose or Christians try to choose. It's the choose. Of course, they chose. But things got manipulated on the way, didn't they? Through the wilderness. Till it got to Talmud. Till it got to the New Testament. Till it got to the Quran. And they all fighting and killing each other. My God is better than your God. My statue is better than yours because my daddy is better than you. And people, humans, pathetic. When will the understanding begin? When the understanding begins, it will be the end of times and the beginning of new. But these will come. That is what they call, some people call it ascension. Others will call that the fifth world. But these are those times, and people are becoming aware, and you're hopefully becoming aware too. Again, yes, there's a God. There is an Allah. There is a creator. And there is a Tao. But it's all the same. You don't need less fight over it. Because we are all of it. We're of God, of the universe, of all elements, all connected, infinitely connected beyond your mile, your little imagination and perspectives. And please do not put your ego as an image, for that is the contrary. That is a lie. That was the putridness. And again, just close with first love. Like I said, it's so simple. There's famous words that said, and I will, well, I'm saying it, paraphrasing it, and I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. I will love God with all my heart and all my soul. I will bind these words upon my heart and upon my mind. That's just a reminder that we are all the same. We all, God, when you say love God, we love all of each other unconditionally. Not to be kumbaya. It's a given. The truth, it. God is beyond the infant. God is the universe. So when I say God in the universe, those of you understand. Okay, thank you. Mio calibri. Como se bella ti adoro. Angiomino for her inspiring me to lay it out. Once again, thank you all. God bless you all. And now I close with Hang Around with the Ruby Freeman Orchestra. God bless you, and thank you once again.
I'm busier than you are, so don't expect a call. Everybody wants some, but no one gets it all. So at times I wonder, why am I afraid of it all? You cut the pain in half.